Hi, my name is Scott. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography and seeking validation in things other than Christ. Hey, pray with me. Dear Lord, just thank you for bringing us all here tonight. You have a purpose for each one of us, and I just pray that you will speak through me, that your story of grace in my life will be presented clearly. And I just, again, just thank you for the opportunity and for all the work you've done in my life and the lives of many others. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right. Before I came to Regen, my life looked really great from the outside. In a lot of ways, it was. I was engaged to the girl of my dreams. I was leading a community group full of my best friends at Watermark. I had just gotten a job in a career field that I'd been pursuing since eighth grade. Not that I was a superstar or anything, but if you knew just the basic facts about me, you might not think that I would have much of a reason to be going to a 12-step recovery ministry. But I was deeply in the throes of a secret addiction that I'd been nursing since I was 15 or 16 years old. I was addicted to porn. On a deeper level, I was addicted to validation from others, whether that was from girls or friends, strangers, or images on the internet. Anything that would make me feel like a powerful person that could make other people happy, I was addicted to that. The seeds of this addiction were planted in middle school. I grew up in a strong Christian home, and I knew early on that I was a sinner in need of a savior. I fully understood that Christ died on the cross as a sacrifice for my sins and that I was saved through faith in him. I think I was 6 when I became a believer. I was always in church. I competed in Bible drill, which is like a competition where you memorize verses and try to be the fastest to look up books of the Bible. I went to Christian camps. I even went to a Christian school. But in middle school, I was at a friend's house when he asked me if I wanted to watch porn with him. I immediately said no, not only because I knew it was sinful, but didn't really feel like something I should do with someone else anyway. I'd passed that test. I thought resisting porn would be just as easy from then on. Later that same year, though, I was at another friend's house when a group of us went to Blockbuster, so this was a while ago, to get a movie for the night. I was more physically immature and mentally naive than my friends at the time, and I honestly thought that we were getting like a fun action movie or a comedy or something like that, but middle school boys with unfettered access and movie choices weren't interested in that. Instead, they grabbed a movie with copious nudity in it. I didn't find out that's what it was until we got back to the house, and as they put it in and hit play and rewound the parts that they were looking for, I just sat there in silence, letting the shame and guilt wash over me. In my mind, no one could ever find out what we were doing, the least of which would be my parents. This shame would stay with me for years. I didn't go home and seek this out for myself for a while, for a number of years, but this started a process of at this time, it started a process of me finding new friends that wouldn't do something like that. But that shame never left me. As I got older, locker room and school conversations with other boys in my class often turned to discussions of porn or acting out sexually with girls. I was a Christian, and I knew that acting out sexually with girls was totally out of the question for me, but I also was pretty certain that wouldn't be an issue since I couldn't find a girl interested in me anyway. But porn was always lurking. It was something that I didn't know was so available at the time, and I certainly didn't know that it was so damaging. I knew it was wrong, but I really avoided it more out of fear that I'd be caught than anything else. Then one day when I was 15 or 16, I saw another movie with nudity in it, and I couldn't shake those images from my head. Later, I began searching for those scenes on the internet, and to my shock and surprise, they were right there. And before I knew it, I was lost in an addiction. I never considered that that would be an option. I was involved in my church, but I didn't know who I could be open and honest with about what was going on. I just kept telling myself I would stop soon. I would stop tomorrow or right now. And then the next night would come and I would be the last one awake in my house. And I'd be watching TV saying, no, I'm not going to do anything tonight. I'm not going to screw up. And then one little thing would catch my attention and the adrenaline would flow in my body and I would lose another night to a fantasy world. As I got out of high school, one of my main goals in college was to find a group that I could open up to and be totally honest with. I thought if I just say out loud that I struggle with lust and porn, the sheer embarrassment of being caught again would cause me to stop. The Lord blessed me with a Christian fraternity that had cell groups that operate a lot like community groups do here at Watermark. Being in that fraternity was a massive step in my growth as a man. And at times, it really helped me on my battles with porn. But I didn't ever get to the bottom of the issue or my reasons for struggling in the first place. What I discovered in these groups was that a majority of guys my age were struggling with the same thing. While we all struggled on different levels, it was prevalent. Being guys dedicated to Christ, but without knowledge of exactly how to handle this and what to do, we tried everything. We had filters on our computers. We called and texted each other a lot. In one group, we decided that during our weekly meetings, we would slap each other in the face if we had screwed up and looked at porn the week before. Believe me, this is a big motivator to do one of two things. One, not look at porn. Or two, say you didn't look at porn that week and therefore lie. But like all man-made plans, this ultimately failed to find the root of the problem. I continued to carry this addiction with me, and it took control of my nights and haunted my days. And after college and even into my adult life, by now, most of my close friends and my soon-to-be fiance knew of my struggle, but I'd become an expert in information management, telling some people certain things and other people certain other things. That way, nobody knew the real extent of my addiction. After hearing about Region at Watermark many times, I realized that was exactly what I needed. One night, my community group couldn't meet on Mondays, which is when we met normally. And so I told them I wanted to go check out Region for the first time. And I told my fiance as well. And I work only a few minutes away from the Watermark Dallas campus. So I stayed late at work, and I got in my car to go to Region. And I drove down the 635 access road, and I turned down Park Central. And I passed right by the church, and I went home. I couldn't do it. I made up excuses to my roommates and my community group and my fiance, and I convinced myself that there was a real reason that I had some excuse for not going, but really, in truth, I was just scared to walk into a room and admit my addictions to strangers. I didn't want to admit that I was at the point where I couldn't help myself. That was terrifying to me. I'm a Christian, and I understand my need for Christ because of my sin, and I didn't think that I was full of fear and pride, yet I was either too afraid or too prideful to understand that Region was what I needed. Well, let me phrase it another way. I was too afraid and too prideful to understand that more of Christ was what I needed. After that awful feeling of making up excuses to people who could see right through them, I decided to actually go to Region a few weeks later. The first time I walked in, I felt welcome and scared. I found a seat by myself, and I didn't talk to anybody. But starting in the newcomers group, I began to realize that there really was no secret formula for each individual struggle. As I heard, alcoholics, drug users, cheaters, porn users, control freaks, angry men, multitude of others share and admit their struggles, I began to realize that I was exactly like them. I was exactly like everyone there. No, I've never lost a job or family or years of my life to jail because of my addictions or anything like that, but I was beginning to realize that I was exactly like everyone else, a sinner saved by Christ. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. I've known that verse forever, but it took on a new meaning when I came to Region. I began to realize as I came back week after week that the secret formula for Region was the same secret formula for everything, Christ. My struggle with porn didn't stop by any means immediately, but more and more I began to take ground as I prioritized Christ and eliminated things that were not of Him. I began to take stock of when I struggled and how I sinned. The times I was most likely to struggle, I began to change my habits, replacing those times alone with times in the Word, and the methods I used to sin, I removed as much as I could from my life. But what I kept realizing as I walked through the steps was my constant need for Christ. Step one is admit that we are powerless. That was easy, I thought. I came to Region because I realized I was powerless. But steps two and three were more about realizing my need for Christ. And then I deeply feared step four, inventory. I dreaded it like I used to dread running days in high school sports. I knew they were good, but if I was sick that day, I wouldn't be too upset about it. But inventory and step five, confess, and step six, repent, helped me move beyond my past that was filled with guilt and shame and look to the future. I was able to see my struggle with a clearer vision, and I began to understand that I was really addicted to validation. I was afraid of being alone. It was a joke, actually, between me and my roommates that I would ask for someone to go to the grocery store with me just because I didn't even want to do menial tasks by myself. I realized that this was my desperate desire for someone else to give me validation. So when I was alone, or late at night, when all of that validation was gone from other people, I sought it from the internet. The adrenaline rush I got made me feel like I had power and that I meant something. I was doing something important. I never knew any of this when I just saw my addiction as a lust problem. I didn't realize that I was really addicted to validation. Leaving Region once, I heard a line in a song that really gave me a picture of who I was before Region. The singer says, "I ain't really drowning because I see the beach from here." And I got a picture of a guy in the ocean drowning, refusing help from a lifeguard because he thinks he can do it himself. All he has to do is let the lifeguard save him, but he's flailing his arms and kicking his legs, desperately keeping his head above water. That was me before Region. I could see the beach. I could see the lifeguard. But I didn't want the help that was available to me. I wanted to fix things with more filters, more man-made punishments, more of myself. What I needed to do was stop and cling to the lifeguard, Jesus. I'd been drowning in full view of the beach. I was having a conversation with my mentor after he completed the 12 steps of Regen, and I asked him what he thought of it all, and he said, "I'm totally healed. I have no problems now." And he was joking, because what he really said after that was, "Actually, I realized just how broken I am." What he meant was, when you finish the 12 steps of Regen, it doesn't mean you're never going to struggle again. It doesn't mean you're fixed. But what it does is shows you areas in which you need more of Christ, which is everywhere. Regen equips you with the ability to face the challenges of life and the struggles that you will deal with. For me, working the steps daily has helped me immensely in my first few years of marriage. Taking a daily inventory and confessing when I've messed up keeps me on track, away from binges and weeks of secret struggle. Do I still have a strong temptation to sin, and do I still desperately seek validation apart from Christ? Yes. And when I don't cling to Christ from the start of my day to the end, that sin can manifest itself in my life. I'm constantly aware of my need for Christ. I've learned the value of consistent confession, confessing to my incredibly patient and helpful wife, my Regen group, and my community group when I struggle and when I sin. I've realized that being able to take inventory daily and confessing the small things, like when something catches my eye and causes me to think impure thoughts, even briefly, helps prevent me from falling headlong back into porn later. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. And I've learned that I can be alone and not need to be validated by anyone, even my wife. I can rest easy knowing that Christ died for me. That's all the validation I'll ever need. I now have the incredible opportunity to serve in groundwork, where I can see men come to Regen in the exact situation I was in. Broken, hurting, looking for answers, hoping to find some secret formula that will get them out of whatever their specific sin is. And I get the chance to begin to explain that what they're really looking for is more of Christ. Like me, I know it won't totally sink in for most of these men until much later in the 12-step program, but I'm excited to be a part of the process of ingraining this idea in people because it has changed my life. I didn't have a dramatic life change that many have in Regen. From the outside, it might look that I'm the exact same person. But I've been changed. My secret sin is no longer a secret, especially now that I'm standing on a stage talking about it. But I've always sort of been a leader amongst my friends. Maybe it's just because I'm tall and easy to spot. But I'm excited that I can be a leader in this area as well. I know a lot of people, especially in my generation, it seems, struggle with porn addictions and don't know if there's a way out. I love being able to be part of that solution. That solution, of course, is spending more time with Christ. If this is your first time, welcome. You've already done better than me my first time because you showed up. I came here looking for an answer, a secret formula, and it was right here in Colossians 1:27. It says, "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." I had the answer to the mystery the whole time, Christ in me. I just needed the people of God at Regen, the 12 steps, and time to realize it. Thanks for letting me share.